I mean, those are words so important. It sustains and keeps us all. If you have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to start tonight on the holiness of the Lord. I believe with all my heart that He's a holy God. And since He's holy, what way should we live? How many of us, we should live holy too? The Bible says this, I'll get into this in just a moment. Without holiness, no man will see the Lord. When it comes to the church, it's more than just a social gathering. It's a gathering of believers, the body of Christ. But how we live is important. I said how we live is important. If you call yourself a Christian, then that's a Christ-like life. I'm glad I'm a Christian. We call ourselves sometimes a Christian nation, but you know what? Just because the label is there doesn't mean where people are walking in it. In Hebrews chapter 12, you find that? Look at verse 14. It says, pursue peace with all people and holiness without no one will see the Lord. Father, these next few moments, Lord, open up understanding. Give us revelation, knowledge of your dear Son in Jesus' name. When it comes to the church, as a whole, I see too many times it becomes just a social gathering. People are glad they put their time in, but it just becomes another part of the week, another part of the schedule. When truly, if you're a Christian, that means you're Christ-like and that the attributes of Christ are now being in you. Because now you're born again, it allows you to become like Him. In the flesh dwells no good thing. But if Christ be in you, there's the hope of glory. When it comes to the church, I really feel the Lord wants to bring a purifying work. And more than ever today, I'm seeing too often that things are being sidetracked. There's so many things going on that it's so easy to be caught up in that. You need to be a Christian on Monday as well as Sunday. Amen. And Tuesday needs to be just like Monday. And Thursday needs to be like Sunday. We start to have the consistency in our life. If you look at the Old Testament, listen, they had to take quite a few sacrifices and things to be done. But you know what? God let mercy and grace allow during that time. He accepted those things. But now we have Christ Jesus. And see, Jesus shouldn't be an excuse why we don't live for Him either. I've heard a lot of times, well, I can be a Christian. I don't have to go to church. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do this. It's not a matter of doing it. It's a matter of being it. Amen. And if you're all that anyways, you need to be more of an example. Amen. No one's an island unto themselves. Notice it says here, pursue peace with all people. I mean, that's sometimes difficult. Sometimes there's a struggle out there. Sometimes a struggle can be even in your own home. But blessed are the peacemakers. I believe that when you walk with the Lord, you have an ability to diffuse the situation. We all know how to ramp it up, to put the powder keg there. But our job is not to light the fuse, but to cut the fuse. Blessed are the peacemakers. Notice this there. With holiness, which no one will see the Lord. As a Christian, how many want to see Him? How many want to have a fresh revelation of Him? That means it can be a daily walk. I don't believe that your whole entire life on this planet, you could ever exhaust knowing God. Just right now. Can you imagine how much closer encounters we could have with the King if we just decided to pursue after Him? Amen. No matter what your job is, no matter what your seed source is, you can love the Lord working your job. Amen. You can love the Lord driving your vehicle. How many want to have that God consciousness, as it were? Like, man, I want to think about Him. I want to know Him. I'm going to read this to you. In Psalm 48, verse 1, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. The word holiness in the Greek in the New Testament, it means purity, sanctification. It's found 30 times in the Old Testament. It means that, hey, I'm set apart, I'm pure. Can you imagine if the world looked at the church and said, when we said we were Christians, instantly in their mind, purity, amen, sanctification. Christ-like. What do the world think when they hear about church? Oh, that's boring. Oh, that's this. Notice the idea of the church is just to go to assemble a place, hear something, and leave. That ain't Christ at all. Jesus is here tonight. He said, if two or three are gathered, there I am. So we have the fullness of his presence tonight, right now. Then I want to experience the fullness of it. So it isn't a matter of him in proximity. It's a matter of me in receiving in revelation.
Amen.
When they brought the sacrifices in the Old Testament, one of the things that is consecrate yourself, separate yourself. They wanted, hey, this is a moment with God. We also need to do that. We need to have that time where, Lord, I'm walking in pure. I said, I'm walking in pure.
Amen.
Be honest. How many in here have ever heard a sermon, your mind has wandered, and you walked out, and you barely remember what was preached when you got to the parking lot?
Amen.
One, two, three. Amen. What was the difference? And how many ever had a time where all of a sudden, man, it all clicked, and wow, that was cool, and man, revelation came, and like, boom, 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 boom. How many of us, we had both. What was the difference? Right here. It wasn't God. It wasn't his word. It was me. It was like, Lord, open up my understanding. Lord, I want to be engaged in those things. Sometimes you even got to speak to you. One of the main themes throughout Scripture is God's holiness. He is pure. He is righteous. He's even called the Spirit of Holiness in Romans 1 verse 14. When he spoke to Moses, can you imagine that? And I marvel at Moses. For being an Old Testament saint, not having the fullness of the Spirit like we do, God talked to him.
Amen.
And one time when he came down from the mountain, his face glowed and shone. How many think they'll be like, dude, man, you got quite a tan going on there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that, seeing the smoke during the day and the pillar of fire at night? Those are pretty, pretty good things that God's there. Seeing the Red Sea part, seeing water and manna there. There's so many indications of when Jesus was there. There's no doubt about it. But how much more we that have the Holy Spirit?
Amen.
I believe personally when we meet with people, the Holy Spirit is still there.
Yes, it is.
We need to recognize.
Yes.
That no matter where we're at, people can get their life right with the Lord. Sanctification, that Spirit is in operation today. And how much more in his people? God wants to show himself mighty on his people's behalf. I said, God wants to show himself mighty on his people.
Amen.
In Exodus 15, verse 11, if you're taking notes, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders. When I look at his holiness, man, it's glorious. What do you think you're going to see when you finally stand at the throne of God? How am I going to recognize how holy he is? Notice when he talked to Moses, take off your shoes, for the place that you stand is what?
Holy ground.
He spoke it to him. Moses didn't recognize it, but that didn't mean God wasn't it. Take off your shoes. I want you to start to recognize. When we come together as an assembly, we recognize and we walk in that holiness. Can you imagine if the church worldwide repents of their sin, what the church will be like in an instant?
Amen.
When we get some eye salve, as it says in Revelation, where we can see. When we return to our first love. You see, I see today that so many things are taking people's attention that we've forgotten him. He may be a part, but he is not Lord of all.
Amen.
When you first got saved, how many surrendered to the Lord?
Amen.
How many said, Lord, thank you, forgive me, Lord, it's changed me. There was something there. There was motivation there. It should be more now that you've walked with him longer. If not, it's okay to say, I'm going to stoke up them things in me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to return to those things.
Blessing, Lord.
Dare I say, has anybody ever backslid in here?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, has God still welcomed you back? But now, hey, let's put maturity with that. When I look at his holiness, his throne represents it. In Psalm 47, verse 8, he reigns over the nation. God sits upon his holy throne. There are a few times God's given me some glimpses of the eternity. He has. He's given me some glimpses of the throne. And one thing I can tell you, it is that it's absolutely pure and it's absolutely holy. When those angels, every time they take a fresh look, it's a fresh revelation. When they cry holy, it's not because they're programmed to. They have more words than that. But every time they view again, they see another glimpse of his holiness. I don't know how long they've been looking. I don't know how long they've been speaking. But every time they see another glimpse of His holiness, you can't even exhaust how holy God is.
Amen.
See, as a Christian, we need to start recognizing that, hey, He's holy. Lord, I want to be that way too.
Amen.
I got a long way to go, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Amen?
Amen.
You get the big things down, then you work on the little things.
Yeah.
And believe me, you'll start to stand out in the world. Not that you're trying to be better than anyone else. That isn't even in your heart. You just want to be more like your God.
Amen.
Amen. And if you let love be your portion, it keeps you from being stuck up, stingy, and foolish.
Amen.
Amen. That's why personally I believe that a novice should wait on learning how to preach, so they don't get puffed up in pride. I've seen too many young ministers, God begin to use them. They think it's unto them who they are, and then soon they fall away.
Amen.
How many knows there even needs to be discipleship there?
Amen.
Think about when God speaks. When he speaks of his holiness. In Psalm 60, verse 6, God has spoken in his holiness. I love that. When he speaks in that area. Now, let me ask you this. We can pray many times, and we can speak the words, but the Holy Spirit's job is to make us holy. How many ever, like, repented before you prayed? Lord, forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Just anybody in here?
Amen.
That's instantly a work of the Holy Spirit in you.
Amen.
That's a work of the Holy Spirit saying, this is my work. You submit to that, and then you voice your request. When you pray in the Spirit, I want you to know that those words are words of the throne. Like I shared with you, one day I asked the Lord, Lord, my syllables when I pray in the Spirit seem to sound the same when I start off praying. And I asked him one day, Lord, give me the interpretation of this. And he did. And it was like this. Lord, you're wonderful, magnificent. It was a total glory to God. And I went, cool. I'll never question again if it sounds the same. Amen. Speak in a heavenly language. I was thinking today, remember when Jesus sent the ship off and told his disciples, go on the other side, and it was late, and he began to walk on the water? I'm bringing down the house tonight. Thank you, Jesus. It's kind of the test run tonight, what's going to fall, so we can refix it. So it doesn't set the alarm off either in the middle of the night. We had that happen not too long. Oh, it's been a little while. The cops called me about 2 o'clock in the morning, says, I think somebody's in your building. So we came down, and like we went through all the building. They had their flashlights and their guns out and whatnot. And finally we went, you know, all of a sudden the heat turned on, and one of the banners began to set the motion detector off. So that'd be enough to do it. So it keeps falling. Amen. I'm sure it will. When it comes to the Lord, how many of us, we are associated with his power. Now let me get back to walking on the water. He sends them ahead, go to the other side, and it was laid out. He began to walk up to the boat. Maybe there was no boats to rent that night.
Yeah.
And how many knows Jesus will always get to his disciples,
amen,
even if they're ahead. Now I have to be honest with you. If I was in the boat too, I would have freaked out if Jesus walked on the water up to the boat.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, I'd be just like it. But would I have the faith to say, Lord, can I come out there too? Or would I be so asphyxiated like, he's standing on the water. That's an impossibility. Would I be the one to try to analyze it up and say, man? Or would I be the one to say, Lord, can I come out there too? I don't know how I would respond.
Amen.
I kind of hope that I would take the faith that Peter, like, dude, I want to come out there too.
Yeah.
Let me stand out there. And when he came out, notice that he was actually walking on something that was not solid enough to hold you. How many knows our God can do anything?
Amen.
He'll also make a way when there is no way.
That's right, brother.
He wants to show himself on our behalf,
yes,
that way. I believe that God wants to do more than we could ever imagine. He's just waiting for us. He's already that way.
Yes.
I want to get to that place where it's just God. I want to see God begin to touch people like never before. Is anybody with me?
Amen.
Then the expectation is there. Then there's a demand upon the holiness in the church. You be holy. If you want to see me, then be holy.
Amen.
I want to know him. I'm going to know him in the power of the resurrection and be acquainted with that suffering that comes from living godly in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody's not going to like it.
Amen.
Amen? Come on.
Bless you, Lord.
How many knows that the Holy Spirit can show up at your job site?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
We had a chance to, in fact, me and Bob and my wife were together this afternoon. There was another contractor that Bob knows, and this brother's pretty bold, and we're out in the middle of the grass next to the road, holding hands and praying.
Amen.
Praying about a need. I think that's pretty cool. I know cars were driving by, and it's pretty obvious. You can see that we're all holding hands.
Amen.
I'm holding Bob's hand. He's holding another dude's hand, and we only got one chick in the midst. Amen?
Amen.
But it doesn't matter, because God's in the midst.
Amen.
Amen. Now, when Jesus said, come on out. How would it feel that you're stepping on that? Was it wet? Did it feel solid? Or was it like, oh, this is so cool? But when he started to look around, when he started to let the senses kick in, he began to sink. And instantly he cries out, Lord, save me. And what does Jesus do? Doesn't it require more force to lift somebody out?
Yeah.
So that added pressure to his own feet to pull him out.
Yeah.
How many knows no matter what weight you have to hold, he can hold it for you?
Amen.
How many knows he'll walk out in the midst of somewhere?
Yeah.
And he'll get to the church. Oh man, I can preach that. Amen? Did Jesus ever compromise his stance on how he was? Who he was?
No.
Yes or no?
No?
Was Jesus holy in their midst?
Yes.
Did he ever sin in their midst?
No.
So you could say that he was holy every day, correct?
Right.
Notice how he had the heart to reach people. Was he tempted? Absolutely. People prodded him. They tried to get him to say things mean. They tried to get him to lie. They tried to get him to everywhere. They tried to speak things to him. But he always spoke the truth in love.
Amen.
It's possible to live a Christ-like life on this planet.
Amen.
I want to live that life.
Amen.
Is there anyone with me? Is there anybody with me? Amen. Then we have to start. We have to start looking at our life saying, Lord, I want to be like you.
Yes.
You're all mature enough in this room to handle that. Amen? You're not novices in here. It's nice to say, Lord, Jesus, change me. How about, Lord, examine me? If you notice, after the resurrection, these guys became life changers.
Yeah.
World changers. How would you like to have your shadow? People had such faith that Peter's shadow, if it just casted over them, they were healed.
Amen.
Does anybody want to see anything like that happen?
Yes.
They took people and they put them in the streets just to see things happen. The people did. Come on, we have to get to that place that our God is so much greater. He's waiting on the church. Doesn't he say he wants a bride without spot or what? That means the bride has finally said yes to the groom and keeping herself ready.
Amen.
When a girl really loves the dude, she's going to say, I'm for you, honey. Even if you're gone, you're taking this, you're taking care of this, I'll wait for you. Is that the real model right now of the church? Or is the church still doing whatever? Maybe we'll show up for the wedding. Or we would rather be the guest than the bride. Oh, I'll preach it now. When I look today, all of us have a choice in this matter. No one forces you to sin. No one forces you into your schedule. Now, I understand work. But he can still work with you. He can still bless you. He can keep you. Is this good tonight?
Amen.
What about his habitation? What about his place here? When he comes, I'm holy. Doesn't this make this a sanctified place here?
Amen.
Yes or no? I love it when our neighbor comes by. He's a great neighbor. He watches over the church. He really does. He'll take care of some stuff. He picks up stuff. But he goes, you know what? Sometimes I can hear your services. They're kind of lively. I mean, he lives right next door. You know, I'm sure them drum beats go right into his house. But he doesn't complain about it. Amen? And I told him, he's struggling a little bit. He has some cancer. I told him, we'll be praying for you. When I find out the degree, maybe we can take him over some meals or something. Amen? I just talked to him the other day. He told me about it. I said, look, we'll be praying for you. Now, what about the words he speaks? Would the words be holy? What kind of holy words would come out of his mouth? What kind of words would be there to change? When it says no one spoke like him, he was speaking into a world that could care less about God. Roman rule was there. Everyone was doing their own things. All of a sudden, somebody has a different speech. Somebody comes into the room and, you know what? No one speaks words like you.
Amen.
Say amen. When I look at Jesus, I want those words upon my lips. I said, I want the words upon my lips. I want to speak like him and act like him and walk like him. And you know what? Live like him. Then, Lord Jesus, I need to crucify this flesh. We all have flesh in this room. No matter how long you've been saved, there's been a moment of weakness in your life. Let me see your hand.
Amen.
How many ever struggled with something more than once?
Yes.
It's just a fact. But now you can recognize it and say, you know what, I'm going to see this change. Many times it comes in our words. We need to start speaking it different.
Yes.
And start thinking it different. It's not hard to live for the Lord, but you can't live for both. You can't live in the world and live for Christ because you're divided at that point. You're a mess. And I know this for the fact. Your flesh will always dominate if the Spirit isn't dominating in your life.
Amen?
Amen? Doesn't Jesus say seek first the... What does that mean in your own personal life? What does that really... What does that look like? What does it look like to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? We have to start looking and say, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Amen.
I'm going to start this. No matter how long I've been saved, I'm going to seek first His kingdom. And just starting with that declaration, you're starting to do what is right.
Yes.
It'll start to adjust your day. Now, how many are like me? You have to think out what the day's going to entail. What you have to do, what you got to do, this got to hear. Anybody have to think like that? Some of you are retired. You just get up and do whatever you got to do. And that's cool too. That's a great life. But sometimes you got to plan a little bit. I got this. I got to take care of this. This has to happen here. Da, 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 da. Anybody organized like that? How many of you ever had a wrench put in there and nothing worked out that day? All of you had days like it would have been just better to have stayed in bed. You would have got more done. That happens. But Lord, help me with my day. Govern my day. Lord, work through things. You think he'll do that?
Oh, yes.
He longs to. He'll go before you in all things.
Yes.
Then, Lord, I want that same heart in me that's in you. How about my speech, Lord? I said, how about my speech, Lord? Is it pleasing to you?
Amen.
Then when I make a sacrifice of praise, Lord, today, how about this? You're the first person I speak to today.
Amen.
You're the first one I'm going to love on today.
Yes.
My wife doesn't mind being number two.
Amen.
As long as Jesus is number one.
Amen, brother.
Because the more I love him, the more I can love her.
Amen.
It goes hand in hand. Is this good? When I look at us, we're created in righteousness and true holiness. In Ephesians 4, verse 24, it says this, that you put on the new man, which is after God, is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, when you got saved, guess what happened? You got born again.
Amen.
That means the Spirit now that's within you came from God, made that Spirit alive. You have God's Spirit in you. So from Adam, we got flesh. From God, we got a new spirit.
Amen.
And the battleground is right here in this mind. Whatever I mind, I follow. Whether it's the flesh or the spirit. That's why when you read scripture, Lord, I need to renew my mind. I believe if you got this all down, you'd have the mind of Christ. That means continual study. All of us have heard too much and seen too much. Yes or no?
Amen.
And the next generations now, oh my gosh. They're more bombarded than we ever were. The truth is, they can't even put down their phone today. Everything is becoming so close-quartered. 3D imaging, all that is alive today. Why? It captivates the hearts and the minds of a generation. The enemy is playing for keeps.
Amen.
Are you with me so far?
Yes.
And for the world, they're looking for entertainment. They're looking for some stimulus. They're looking for, you know what? We need to show them our God, how great He is.
Amen.
The people need to see how great our God is. Amen. There's a generation that hearts needs to turn. There's so much community today, and that all seems nice, but I'm here to tell you, it's more than just community. It's knowing our God. That in every generation, He wants to show Himself mighty on our behalf.
Amen.
Then we need to be about our Father's business. If the church looks like the world will never come. Why? Why do I need what I already got what you have? They need to see a quality of life in us that, man, I need what you have.
Amen.
When the guy was begging at Gate Beautiful, Peter said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have is what you need. That didn't mean they were broke. That didn't mean they didn't have income. In fact, they were probably well off. But he didn't need more of that. He needed some change in his life.
Amen.
He needed the power of God to come. He needed healing to flow.
Amen.
Say amen. The only way this church is going to grow is by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That is a word from God to me from the throne. No gimmicks, no this, no this, no this. He said, just my power will do it.
Yes.
It's not a comfortable place. It's not an easy place. You want to know why? Because it's just not the pastor going there. It's all of us going there.
Amen.
Members in particular. If you're here, it's because God wants you. He's calling you. He's asking of you your time, your talent, your treasure, your heart unto Him.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen, brother.
Think about it. Put on the new man, which is created in true righteousness and holiness.
Yes.
You can't get any purer than the Holy Ghost within you.
Amen.
I have God in me. That you can't get any purer than that. Then where's the weakness point? It's in the flesh. It's in the flesh that when I sin, my spirit is right, but my flesh is disobedient. And this mind is following that way. Amen? Then what if I can get that right too? Not that I'm going to be perfect. Paul said, listen to me, after all these years, I still got struggles. But he's moving on. He's pressing on. He's pressing on to that high and holy calling. How would you like to see 5,000 saved in one day? Is that anybody's heart in here? I'm not trying to put you down. We got to start thinking that way. We had 5,000, then God multiplied, and He did this, and He did this, and He did this. Persecution never hurt the church.
Amen.
It just scattered them elsewhere.
Right.
We got to stop looking at, oh, I hope I don't go through this. Listen to me, I hope we go through everything we need to go through.
Yes.
I don't have an escape plan. Wherever God comes, He comes.
Amen.
And if He doesn't come tomorrow, then there's more people that needed to get saved. That's how I look at it. Is this good tonight?
Amen, brother.
Each one of us need to walk in that newness of life. Amen?
Thank you, brother.
In Romans 6, verse 22, and now being made free from sin, we become servants of God. You have the fruits unto holiness, which ends in everlasting life. For those who say, well, I prayed once and I asked Jesus and then I lived my own life the rest of my life, I'm not really sure that salvation worked in them.
No.
They may have mouthed the words, but there's no change of lifestyle.
Amen.
That proves of what you've prayed. Because anyone can mouth words. Jesus said even Satan knows how to say, Lord, Lord. But a change happens. And notice that the fruits of holiness ends in eternal life. How many? No, that's an awesome thing. I don't want to live such a different life here that when I get there, all of a sudden, man, he's holy. I should have lived that way. Heaven shouldn't be such a shocker. We should just continue it up there. Amen. Here's the next thing. And I know this for a fact. The glimpses I had and the revelation I received, what's coming, our flesh cannot stand in his presence. We are so weak in those arenas. Amen. But being strong in spirit allows you to enter into those places. There must be maturity within us because, listen, the way you leave here is how you are spiritually. Now, that doesn't mean there won't be growth there. But listen, there isn't this presto thing of all of a sudden, like, you leave this planet and all of a sudden, now I know everything. That's not reality. You'll be known as you're known. Amen. The guy who died on the cross, the thief on the cross, his revelation was just that. He had no rewards past that era because he accepted at the last moment. That's why your works will follow you.
Amen.
It doesn't mean you're saved by works, but what you do, even a cup of cold water will receive a reward. Everyone can do that.
Yeah.
That's why we grow now. Are you with me?
Yes, Lord.
There's no hide and seek with God. How much do you want to grow? You can do that. If it's been lacking so far, then dig in now. You can grow at a rapid rate. There's no law against the growth.
Amen.
I know this for a fact. I know this. Please learn this. Mature in the faith. He wants you to. He needs you to.
He does.
Those who know their God will do exploits. That means those who are mature. Those who are mature can discern between good and evil. That's for today. We need it. Amen.
Amen,
brother. You can learn about Jeremiah. One day you're going to run into the prophet Jeremiah.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be great to know a little more than just that? One day you'll run into Jonah. And please don't blame him when you get there. Dude, man, you blew it, dude. Got caught in the fish. How many of us, we all blew it.
Amen.
But wouldn't it be nice to know a little bit more that he finally did preach to Nineveh?
Yes.
And then he got ticked off when the whole city or country repented.
Yeah.
It's one of the few times people that preached hated their rewards, their results.
Yeah.
He sat outside the city, okay, God, bring down the fire, and they all repented. And he got mad at God because he didn't destroy it.
Yeah.
If you really follow the journey was for Jonah. God needed Jonah to get to the place. He already prepared their hearts. I just needed a servant to go by and do it. Sometimes if you don't want to do it, you're probably the one to do it. Just do it. Don't take the long way around and have some fish gobble you up. That's a rough ride, true? Imagine being in there with all that slime and plankton floating around in you, and then he finally barfs you up on the shoreline. And don't tell me he came out crystal clean like, hey, no problem. Amen. Come on. You're in water. It's kind of nasty. That's good stuff. Amen. What about our hearts? How many here have ever felt condemned before? You failed and you sinned and you felt deep conviction. Let me see your hand.
Amen.
That feeling that you experienced, how long did you let that go until you said, Lord, forgive me? Was it a time? Was it an instant? Or was it like David that after he sinned with Bathsheba, his whole insides felt like they were burning? He had no peace in his heart. He's like sleep left him until he returned to the Lord. Sometimes we have so many things that we deal with that the Lord wants to deal with quickly. But we're stubborn sometimes. But I want you to know that even that feeling of conviction can be drowned out by continually doing evil.
Amen.
It's like having your conscience seared off.
Yeah.
Please never get to that place. Always have the heart like a heart of a child, that if you fail, you're quick to repent and quick to change. And if there's an area that you get hung up with, Lord, help me in this area. He'll help anyone. He'll break any addiction. He's able to do that. Amen. Is this good? And there'll be a time where you'll go, why did I even do that at all? That's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Satan always brings back past temptations. He'll continue it all the days you're here, but keep them in the rearview mirror. When our heart's after the Lord, it becomes established. It becomes strong. It becomes complete in Him. You've been called not to uncleanness, but to holiness. 1 Thessalonians 4:7. Now think about it. I've been called not to uncleanness, but to holiness. Then I'll never find peace unless I go after that calling. That's where God's called me to. How many times have you heard that from the church? You've been called to holiness. We're so worried about offending people today. That's not even on the scale for God. I've called you to holiness. I've called you way past just sin. I've called you to holiness. Without it, no man will see me. You will not have redemptive revelation continuing in your sin. I'll bring you back around. Repent. 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 When God wants to share so much more than that, He wants to walk with us and be our God. He wants to show Himself mighty. He wants to show Himself like, look at these birds. Now, in my yard, the birds have a field day. I do feed them with my wife, but we kind of have this semi-rule that we like feeding the birds in the winter because those guys are tough guys. Amen? Go out and get your own worms today. But sometimes we break down and we fill it up and we get certain birds that are around. Some are kind of neat. Some are like, but then we get squirrels. And they are one of the smartest little guys ever. Until you get a bird feeder that has a waiter. Where it shuts when he gets on there. Oh, I love it. Too much weight, the gate shuts and they can't do anything. Well, I watched this bird one time go up on there. It was a female bird. She was eating. And the male bird went right next to her and the gate shut. And she turned and pecked him. And I saw the bird look at the other one and pecked him again. The bird flew off. It's like, mama's going to eat. Get off the thing. Amen? I had to laugh. Even creation does some cool things. Amen? But for Jesus, even creation submitted to Him. Amen. Isn't that so cool? Yes. I need money for taxes. I want you to go out and catch that fish, pull out the coin. It'll pay for mine and yours. And if you don't think Jesus had some dough, He took care of 12 guys every day. Amen. You do that. Plus whatever was in their families that came along.
Yes.
Say amen. Man, there's enough money to pay for his taxes and Peter's. Peter was a fisherman. I haven't met too many broke fishermen. Now, some just get by, but I read that they caught fish one time that they had to bring in another boat because it was beginning to sink. That's a pretty good return. Sometimes people wonder, like, well, if I give my life totally to the Lord, I'm going to give up everything. No, God's storing it up to bless you more than whatever. And whatever you think you left off, boom. When they left Egypt, they had 430 years of back pay coming.
Amen.
And it's one of the first times I ever read ever that Moses, please don't give any more. We got enough. As your pastor, I want to be able to speak that one day in the offering.
Amen.
Don't give any more. We got enough. Say amen. Building's paid for. This is paid for. It's done. We got enough. We'll give all this offering to another church.
Amen.
Why not? Say amen. I always have that on my heart. What did God call you to? Not to uncleanness, but to holiness. And you're blessed if you continue in that. Think about how our lives will be so radically changed. He wants that life to live through us because our life will be so benefited, so blessed because of it. You don't even have to speak you're blessed. It'll just be radiant from you. And the words you speak will be spirit in life. And people will be able to grab a hold of that. They'll begin to see. I read many times there's accounts where people went through stores and businesses and it shut down because God's presence so filtered the place that people begin to call out and repent without even a preacher. Can God still do that today?
Yeah.
Amen? I was in an elevator one time. I think I told some of you, downtown Detroit. I was going up into a county building. And I really did. I was in there and I pressed the bottom floor. It seemed like it took forever. And it finally opened. I stepped in. I stepped in the corner. I just shut my eyes. Lord, you're so wonderful. Doors opened. I didn't even open. I didn't just stood there. Lord, you're so wonderful. God, you're so great. And by the time I opened my eyes, I looked. And people were actually somber in the elevator. How many of us, God can come in everywhere? Amen?
Amen?
He can come in anywhere. Why? Because God is with you. My life is representing that.
Amen.
He can flow through that. for a dirty vessel, he's got to purify that vessel to flow through. Then I want it to be pure. Amen? In Titus 3, verse 5 and 6, not of work righteousness we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Then God, your purifying process is there. When I come before him, his word washes my dirty mind. We all have filthy thoughts. God, cleanse my mind. Amen? Let me walk holy as you're holy. Then his presence is evident to all.
Amen.
He can flow through a dirty vessel, but how many knows that it's purity he's looking for? Amen? The anointing is still the anointing. The anointing breaks the yoke, but how much more that the character matches the calling? You've been called this way. So our behavior changes. Amen?
Yes.
Now, are you enjoying this? Gosh, I'm only like a third through
Amen,
here.
Brother.
I'll close with this. In Titus 2, verse 3, it talks about our behavior. It says, the older women likewise to be reverent in their behavior, not slanderous, not given to much wine, teachers of good. When I look at this here, our behavior matters. In 2 Peter 3:11, therefore, since you have these things, all these things will be dissolved. What manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness? If one day this will be all gone, how should we be? This should be our conduct. Not given to this, not given to this. One of the quickest ways you can leak is have a big mouth.
Amen,
you can get all filled with the Spirit and leak right out of your mouth. That's why you need to be cautious sometimes after a great spiritual move, your actions right after. Quickest way to see that dissipate is to run your mouth or do something you shouldn't. And sometimes some of the greatest temptations come after God has done a great thing.
Amen.
Put yourself down in that. That's why Jesus always went back to the mountain after he ministered to the people. Because he was exhausted in that. And your flesh does get tired. But you can be re-strengthened again.
Right.
When you're filled up and topped off, it's easier to live for him.
Amen.
Amen? It's when you're empty or barely scooting by, you're open to a whole lot of things. And if I look at my spirit man as a tank, that needs to be filled with God's Spirit, his word. Because I can hear a secular song in a store and find myself singing that when I made it to my car.
Amen.
Oh, you're all perfect in here.
Yeah.
How many ever had a song in your head like, I got to get this song out of my head?
Amen.
I had a commercial in my head the other day. Johnsonville brats are made in the USA. Good night. So we were in the grocery store at Walmart or Myers, one of those places. And I walked by the sausage. Oh, there's John. So I took it up and I held it up. I began to sing the song to her like, man, this is wrong. Amen. But I don't need Johnsonville brats in my mind during worship service. True? And it's not that I'm asphyxiated on it. I only heard it a couple times, but somehow the tune got in there. But I'd rather have a worship song.
Amen.
I'd rather have a worship song going than all of a sudden it comes to mind. I begin to sing it out what's in my spirit. I mean, there's a big difference there.
Yes. Amen.
What you put in your spirit matters.
Yes.
Keep it full. I'm charging you as a church, holiness.
Amen.
Holiness unto the Lord. You be holy because he is holy. There's no other reason why you need it. He is holy, you be holy.
Amen.
What you have to do in your own personal life, you know. Then work on that. Somebody's not going to like it. Somebody's going to tempt it. Somebody's going to try to bring it aside. No, you say, I'm going to live all out for God. God will reward you openly. What you do in secret, he'll reward you openly.
Amen?
If you're going to be part of this church, I'm going to be straight up with you. Not gimmicks. Not things, but by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That means every one of us. I need you to be in that arena. When you come in with anticipation. God's going to do something great.
Amen.
When Jim, he shared a testimony Sunday morning. He's 81. And God's restoring his vision. He had 20, 45, I think, in one eye, and 20/30 in the other eye, and now it's 20/25 and 20/20. And he's 81.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yep.
Amen. Amen? God's able. What miracle do you need?
Amen.
Approach your God with clean hands and a pure heart.
Amen.
One of the greatest prayers is, Lord, examine me. If there be any wicked way in me, just show me. And God isn't going to go, lightning bolt, oh, fry you. He's not going to stretch you out like, oh, God, stop. No, he'll go, here's what you're doing right, brother. And here's where you need an adjustment.
Amen.
The book of Revelation, the first three chapters, shows you how God corrects.
Yes.
He'll tell you what you're doing right, then he'll speak to your issue. Sometimes we like to hear what's right, but we don't like to hear what we need to change.
Right.
Take both sides of the medicine. One opens you up, the other one changes you.
Amen.
Do that, and you won't miss it. You judge yourself, you won't be judged of another.
Amen.
Is that good counsel?
Yes.
Please, everybody do that. Come before your God. He'll purify you.
Amen.
He knows just what you need. And when I pull this big plank out, you know what happens? All of a sudden, I see your speck, and it looks so small.
Amen.
All your failures look so tiny. That's truly a change of heart. You're not, oh, brother, you do this, and you do this, and you do this.
Amen.
No, I just can look at you and say, there may be a speck there, but a little spot right there.
Amen.
Because that's how Jesus did it.
Yes, he did.
He looked and said, there's a little spot there. Pull the beam out. You can see the speck in your brother's. Can you have the heart? Did you enjoy tonight?
Amen.
You know, if you would lift your hands towards the King. Father, examine us.
Thank you,
Lord, if there be any wicked way in us,
yes,
reveal it to us and change us.
Yes,
then, Lord, I know this message isn't for just right now. It's a lifestyle.
You,
Holy Spirit, gently lay your hand on areas we need to change.
Yes,
Lord, whether it's speech or conduct, Lord, an action, even a thought. God, we want to be like you.
Yes.
And Lord, with our hands raised, we surrender to you. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk as you've walked. You said without holiness, no man will see the Lord.
Amen.
So Lord, we walk in that power. Not our own righteousness, but we've been born again. Change us according to your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for your time tonight.